Thank you, Petros, for this introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jingliang Wei. I'll be telling you about automating dependence reparallelization of machine learning training on distributed shared memory. This is joint work with Garth Gibson, Phil Gibbons, and Eric Xing. Okay, so now let's get to it. So machine learning has become an important workload for both private clusters and public clouds. So people have developed a large number of different frameworks for performing machine learning training on distributed clusters. So in this talk, I'm going to be telling you about the system, our system Orion, which parallelizes imperative serial machine learning programs for efficient distributed training. So before I talk about Orion, let's take a look at existing machine learning training systems. So some of those training systems are developed for specific use cases. One example is TensorFlow, which is a widely popular machine learning, like deep learning system. So in order to support deep learning workloads, TensorFlow provides a rich set of dense matrix operations and also automated stochastic gradient descent. TensorFlow also adopts a define then run execution model. This execution model allows TensorFlow to efficiently execute a computation graph that's composed of TensorFlow's built-in operators, but it also makes application programming highly restrictive, makes it difficult for applications programs to use third-party libraries. So this makes it a program-heavy effort to extend TensorFlow to new learning use cases. For example, the probability package on top of TensorFlow. So basically, for this package developer, in order to support probability reasoning on top of TensorFlow, the package developers have to implement new operators in TensorFlow in C++, and as well as new Python programming interfaces. So this takes a lot of program effort to do to extend TensorFlow to a new use case. They're also more general about lower level machine learning systems. Those systems support imperative programming for their applications and makes it easy for application programmers to use other third-party libraries. So this includes like, you know, parameter server systems or scheduler, machine learning scheduler systems that was published before. However, those systems usually require manual parallelization. So the parameter server system applications typically adopt data parallelism. And scheduler system like Strats proposed the model parallelism. However, they require manual parallelization and requires heavy program effort, especially for model parallelism. So with these programming challenges in mind, the goal of our work is to enable general efficient machine learning training on distributed cluster via serial imperative programs. So our system Orion basically demonstrates that machine learning programmers can implement machine learning training as a serial imperative program using classic programming primitives such as random access memories and for loops with a few program annotations. And the application program, the machine learning training program will be parallelized by Orion automatically and achieve competitive performance compared to manually parallelized programs. So basically on a high level, Orion abstracts a distributed cluster as a single thread with a huge memory. So the application program executes serially on a single computer. It could be the program's laptop or cluster machine. And this application program can construct some large multidimensional matrices or tensors. And with proper annotation, those tensors will be automatically distributed by Orion to the distributed cluster machine. And those, the application program can also annotate heavy computation, essentially for loops in the program. And those for loops will be parallelized by Orion in a dependence-aware manner and dispatch the cluster. So when the distributed execution is done, when the execution results may become available to the serial application program, that serial application program resumes its serial execution using the distributed execution results. So the first key ingredient for Orion to achieve efficient distributed training is its abstraction for the distributed memory. So basically, Orion abstracts distributed shared memory as a set of multi-dimensional matrices or tensors, which we refer to as disk arrays. So Orion's disk array supports random reads and in-place updates. And also, those disk arrays can be dense or sparse tensors. Each of those disk arrays can be distributed across multiple number of cluster machines by Orion. So this basically makes, random reads and in-place updates makes those data abstraction efficient for supporting frequently updated model parameters in machine learning training. And our data format and data distribution makes this rig can support various data format and various data sizes. So in comparison, Spark's RDD abstraction does not allow random reads and in-place updates, which make it an efficient choice for machine learning training. And TensorFlow, the tensors in TensorFlow are basically dense tensors that resides on single device. It's possible to achieve sparse tensors or distributed tensors, but it requires non-trivial program effort. So now that we have a nice abstraction of the deep shared memory, how do we can talk about how we can actually parallelize heavy computation. As you know, a machine learning program basically searches for good set model parameters by repeatedly iterating over data matrix to produce updates to the model parameters. So basically, the heavy computation in this kind of program is the for loops that iterates over the data set. And a common pattern for this for loop is that for each iteration, we retrieve a data record or maybe a mini batch of data records, read some relevant model parameters, and compute new model parameters, and then write the new parameters back. So one way, one simple way to parallelize this for loop is simply running all the loop iterations in parallel. Some of you might say, you know, this is potentially wrong because we are potentially breaking the data dependence among loop iterations if multiple loop iterations are accessing the same parameter. However, in practice, many previous work has shown that you can this approach can still lead your parallel program to find a good machine learning model. This is actually a popular way to parallelize machine learning training called data parallelism. But nevertheless, this violating the dependence across iterations can still make your machine learning algorithm to do extra work to achieve a good model quality. So to better understand what I'm talking about, we can take a look at this simple example. So basically, in this sequential program, we are computing two iterations one by one. And in each iteration, we are reading some model parameters, compute a new model parameters, and write those model parameters back. It's likely that in the two iterations, the computation will act as the same, read and write to the same model parameter. So in this case, parameter A. So when we run these two iterations in parallel on two workers, these two workers are going to access the same parameter. We are causing a read-write conflicts on the same model parameter. So in a traditional program, if you have read-write conflicts on a shared variable, this really means you have a bug on your program. Your program is just going to produce a wrong answer. In the case of machine learning, in a typical data parallelism implementation, a worker basically buffers the updates in its local buffer, which makes the other worker not be able to see its updates. This kind of error we refer to as stealthiness. In a machine learning program, because machine learning programs are often inherently tolerant to bounded error, we can still, even with this read-write conflicts, we can still find a good answer, but it might cause your algorithm to perform extra work. So here I'm showing you an example application, the convergence curve under data parallelism sequential execution. So basically, on the x-axis, I'm showing the number of data passes over the training data set. On the y-axis, I'm showing the training loss that we wish to minimize. So as you can see, the data parallel execution, it takes data parallel execution many more data passes to achieve the same model quality compared to serial execution. In practice, because data parallelism can often execute the data pass much, much faster than serial execution, so it might still be beneficial to do, but remember, like in data parallelism, we are performing extra computation compared to serial, we might be performing extra computation compared to serial execution. So whether or not the parallelism can still find good model parameters or how much extra work it may incur depends on two factors. One is how tolerant is your machine algorithm to stealthiness or large mini batch size. And second is whether or not your parameter access are sparse or dense. By sparse parameter access, I mean that for processing each iteration, your computation only access a subset of model parameters. And you only read-write to a subset of the parameters. When your machine algorithm is highly tolerant to stealthiness, data parallelism usually works well. And when your parameter access are highly sparse, it is possible that carefully schedule the loop iterations such that parallel iterations to not incur read-write conflicts. So when your machine algorithm is less tolerant to staleness, but when there's high sparsity, the actual conflict might be low. So this algorithm might still be able to work in this case, but if you have a dependence preserving parallelization, which does not incur any read-write conflicts, it can usually converge faster. So basically, in Orion, we refer to our parallelization as dependence aware. Basically, it provides dependence preserving parallelization by default, but allows a programmer controlled fine-grained semantic relaxation to get higher computation throughput by training of potentially convergence progress. To get a quick idea of what dependence preserving partition can give you, here I'm showing the same graph from the previous slide, but adding the partition from dependence preserving, by adding the convergence curve from the dependence preserving parallelization. So the blue curve shows a dependence preserving parallelization achieved by Orion. So basically, we can see it achieves roughly the same convergence rate compared to the serial program. And the dependence preserving parallelization can still achieve high computation throughput or very short time per iteration. It might be taking a little bit longer than data parallelism because it's doing a little bit more complicated synchronization, but still, overall, like over time, convergence is much faster. So in this particular case, we focus on where sparsity in the sparsity in the program could be statically analyzed by can be statically analyzed, so that we can apply a compiler automatic parallelization to parallel this program. So basically, in machine learning programs, iterating over an n-dimensional data set is the same as iterating over it's the same as an n-level perfectly nested loop, and the index in the data set is basically a loop index variables, and during the loop, in the loop body, access to model parameters are basically access to other arrays, and those accesses can be determined by the array subscripts. So the basic idea behind compiler automatic parallelization is we statically analyze loop body, compute dependence vectors that concisely represent, that which are directional vectors that represent dependence between loop iterations or instructions. And based on these dependence vectors, the compiler can find a parallel execution schedule that executes the loop computation while preserving its data dependence. So the program might not be written in a nice form that's easily parallelizable. So in this case, loop transformations may be applied to transform the loop into a parallelizable form. Some of those loop transformations, such as loop interchange, loop skewing, loop reversal, those take loop each iteration as a transformation unit, which are supported in Orion. But there are like more advanced transformation techniques which take individual instructions as the scheduling unit, we don't think that super beneficial, and we leave this as a future investigation. So even though existing compiler parallelization techniques can be applied to parallelized machine learning programs, some machine learning programs, there are still like many programs cannot be parallelized by just applying compiler parallelization techniques. Or there are some programs that can be parallelized but not achieve the same performance as same computation throughput as manual parallelization. So this is because machine learning programs often apply semantic relaxations for the serial program to get better to get parallelism or get higher computation throughput. So one of the semantic relaxation is removing the loop authoring constraint. So basically, in traditional programs, authoring between loop iterations is important. For example, in this simple case, we are computing a cumulative sum of array A. And the dependence between these loop iterations can be represented as a directed graph, where the circles represent loop iterations and directed edges represent dependence between them. So in this case, it's crucial to the computation to preserve the correct ordering. Otherwise, you're not going to get the correct cumulative sum. So in traditional compilers, the compiler parallelization will strictly preserve loop ordering in order to get correct result, correct computation result. In machine learning programs, the for loops are typically iterating over a data set. When there's dependence between loop iterations, even though different ordering will give you different model parameters, there's usually a small difference or negligible difference in terms of model quality. So it's usually unimportant to preserve a particular ordering of the loop iterations. So in this case, you can remove the ordering constraint and use undirected graph to represent the direct dependence between loop iterations. In this particular case, by representing the graph as dependence as an undirected graph, the edges in the graph only represent mutual exclusiveness instead of ordering. So basically, in this case, for this particular example, we can finish executing this loop in three sequential steps instead of five. So basically, removing the loop ordering constraint allows the compiler to find more parallel work to do per sequential step. A second often used relaxation is mini batching. So, like, come back to the early example that I shown here. Basically, in the serial program, we're performing two iterations, and they're having rewrite conflict on parameter A. So in this case, a traditional compiler will see this, will find this this conflict, and will not be able to parallelize this program. However, what's typically done by machine learning programs in order to parallelize this program is to ignore this rewrite conflict on this parameter, and apply the writes to a local buffer, and then apply the buffer back at the end of the loop body computation. So because updates are usually cumulative and associative, conflict resolution is simple here. So basically, by ignoring this rare conflict, the programmer can implement a parallel program to execute these two loop iterations in parallel, but they may trade off some convergence progress. ORAN can enable this kind of relaxation by allowing writes to be applied to a disk array buffer instead of disk arrays, so that when you apply writes to disk array buffer, the dependence will be removed. This direct dependence will be removed from dependence analysis and thus permit parallelization. So basically, when you apply all the writes to disk array buffers, you enable data parallelism, but ORAN allows you to do this in a more fine-grained manner, basically choose which writes that you can you want, which write dependence you want to sacrifice. So now that we know we can find parallel computation to perform, we need to generate code and execute them on the worker machines. So basically, ORAN implements parallel 4 as a macro in the Julia language. So basically, in Julia language, the statement in a Julia program are compiled at runtime right before they are executed. So the Julia parallel 4 macro is basically a function that's executed on the abstract signal tree of the loop that we want to parallelize. So the input is abstract signal tree of the loop body. And in the macro function, we analyze the abstract syntax tree and find the parallelization schedule, and also generate code on the worker machines to perform the parallel computation, such as partitioning the relevant data matrices or perform the actual computation, and also efficient procedures for communication. Note that, like, in manual parallelization, all this code needs to be implemented by the program manually. So because we are doing just-in-time compilation, our compilation can make use of runtime information, such as the size of data matrix or the data distribution in sparse data matrices, to generate more efficient parallel execution schedule. We can also generate code that's specifically tailored to data types for efficiency. So basically, the output of this macro function is a transformed abstract syntax tree that invokes the parallel workers to perform the parallel training procedure. So to convince you this actually achieve efficient computation or efficient machine training, I'm going to show you some comparison with existing state of our systems. So previously, I will show you a comparison with the data parallel execution, where we show a much faster convergence rate in terms of data passes, with a little bit slower computation throughput. So basically, overall, you can achieve much faster convergence over time compared to that parallel execution. On this slide, I'm showing you a comparison with a model parallel system that was published 3 years ago in Eurosys. So basically, in this case, the programmers are manually parallelizing the program using model parallelism to avoid conflicting access on the model parameters. In this way, the program can achieve a closed serial execution convergence rate with manual parallelization, the manually optimize the program for efficiency. Even though strats can achieve high convergence rate, it requires a heavy program effort. Here we show that ORAN can achieve roughly the same convergence rate over time with much less program effort. The second comparison we show is TensorFlow. Since TensorFlow can support automated stochastic gradient descent, TensorFlow can also be used to implement this operation. However, since TensorFlow is not optimized for sparse operations, TensorFlow uses data pallet dump pallets this computation. TensorFlow is converging much slower. It's doing actual redundant computation and converging slower than our parallelization. So in the end, I show you some good reasons how we can make existing classic programming primitives efficient for machine learning programming. With that, I'd be happy to conclude and take any questions that you may have.
Another excellently timed presentation. So if he's looking for a job, give him a job. Questions? We have some time for questions. There's a hand there.
May I? I'm here.
Can you turn on the mic? It seems to be on.
I can project my voice. That's
projector.
Okay.
Yeah. So my question is simple. Like, you started by saying that TensorFlow kind of has a representation for the machine learning model.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so my parallelization is not based on TensorFlow. It's a standalone system. So TensorFlow, the machine model representation I'm talking about is the computation graph that's in TensorFlow. So basically, the application program needs to first construct data flow graph that represents computation, then TensorFlow executes the graph. But that's more like a declarative way of programming the machine application. But I'm doing a separate system, not based on TensorFlow.
Yes. Would your system be able to take that and do all these parallelizations for individual nodes?
No. So this is applied to imperative programs. So basically, we analyze the code statically. This tank doesn't apply to the computation graph that TensorFlow uses.
Questions? There.
I don't know if the mic works. It does. So I have a kind of a generic question.
Sure, the mic works.
My work, I've been trying to analyze when it's necessary to synchronize, for instance, the gradient descent, stochastic gradient descent.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the poor students that I convinced to work on this topic, they actually found out that in most of the, actually all the models that they have tried with, no synchronization works better, for instance, because it reduces the effects of overfitting and because it reduces the overheads. You were showing some very interesting motivational plots for us,
mm-hmm.
which were showing that actually you may never reach the same accuracy. Well, you need more steps, right? You need more iterations mm-hmm. in order to get to the same accuracy if you do not properly synchronized. I was wondering what was the scale of the cluster you considered,
I think for this graph, we're using 12 machines. And each machine